We are headed to the matchup that everyone's been talking about. Wisconsin, Illinois, Smalls and I will be there. We're doing the show on Friday from ESPN Madison. We'll be at the game on Saturday. Smalls and I, ESPN Madison, will be there for both of our schools going head to head.
And that was Evan Cohen on Unsportsmanlike. You can hear that weekday mornings here on ESPN Madison. Evan, a noted Wisconsin alum, a Badger supporter, and like all of us, has been suffering through this season with the ups and downs. So, Evan, first, thanks for taking the time to join us. And tell us again, you're coming here with Wisconsin College Game. Like, what's going on? Not Wisconsin College Game Day. You're coming here with College Game Day. Tell
Surprise.
Us what you're coming
up. Jim, Pablo, I'll be on Wisconsin College Game Day, I believe, on Saturday. So
you clear that with Jesse and Ashton? Yeah? the host and you clear that with everyone?
What do you mean? Is Ashton's hosting?
No, Jesse's the host of the show, and Ashton makes the decisions, right?
Or actually, I'm filling in for Jesse this week, and I say we want Evan on the show.
There you go.
I got you.
There you go.
I mean, I got – okay, so we're going to catch up to that part then, Jim.
Yeah.
So basically on Thursday, Michelle Smallman and I are flying in from New York to Madison, and we are going to be there till Sunday morning. I am so excited to be back in Madison. I was there earlier this year with my family for the Middle Tennessee State game, but this is with the show, right? You know, I was on with Wildy and Tausch today, and Joe Thomas was on, and Joe was talking about the idea of, like, everybody's got to do their part here, and I feel like my part is I am fortunate enough to sit in a seat every day that both on radio and television and digital and every platform you could possibly imagine, including right here on ESPN Madison, ESPN Wisconsin, is broadcast all over the country with Unsportsmanlike, and I am a proud Badger grad. Now, to be fair, she's a proud Illinois grad. So why not come to Madison this weekend? And while, as you guys know, it is not exactly, you know, Georgia, Alabama with Saban and Kirby Smart back in the day, what it is me trying to do my part, right? Like, I still believe in the program. I still love Madison. Thursday, come in there. I think we're having dinner somewhere that Tausch arranged and then backed out of, which is interesting. And then Friday, the show from where you guys are sitting right now at ESPN Madison. Pablo, by the way, I volunteered you to follow us around all weekend, just so you're aware.
Great.
And then all day, I mean, we have an amazing, amazing day set up. If you think about what's happening. So Smallman and I are there. We're doing the show from ESPN Madison. We're hanging out with everybody at ESPN Madison. Then we have a tour of Camp Randall later in the day while the high school championships are going on, which I know ESPN Madison is carrying all throughout our digital properties. And then we also are speaking to the amazing students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison at the student radio station WSUM, which is where I worked. Jonathan Zaslow and Amber Wilson are coming in for the college football tailgate tour on ESPN Radio, where they go one place every week, and this week it's Madison. So they'll be doing their show Friday night from the student radio station, being a part of ESPN Madison's events on Saturday, obviously Wisconsin College Game Day and their show prior, and then the game on Saturday night. So, like, I'm doing my part. Let's go.
Hey, he's doing it.
The only person that works harder than Evan Cohen is Matt Hamilton, who had to curl and once in a while host a radio show, Pablo.
I'm excited. I mean, I was excited to begin with to know that you guys are rolling into town, but knowing that I was volunteered to follow along for this whole journey, I'm just excited to hear this whole itinerary just thrown right out front of me.
Yeah, I don't know that you actually are, because then I was told somebody is from the ESPN Radio Network team is actually going to be there.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, like, hey, you know, we're going to do this, that. And I'm like, oh, just have Pablo come with us.
Yeah.
And then rightfully so, someone said, well, you know, he has a job doing a million other things. And I said, oh, yeah, that probably makes sense. Anyway, but yeah.
Well,
I mean.
So I'll tell you this.
I'm excited to be there, and I'm hyping this program up as best I can.
Obviously, excited to be around when you guys do the show on Friday. Is there something, you know, Wisconsin that I could bring in for you and Smalls Friday morning when I step into the studio? I know Ashton and Ben Wittes, our market manager and our content manager, will be here in the morning. But I want to come by, get to see this, and get to help out where I can. But what could I bring in for you and Smalls that's Wisconsin-related? What could I bring in on Friday?
I mean, okay, so this is interesting. So Ben asked that question to Michelle and I yesterday. And Ben's offer, and I love Ben, was a New York-style bagel place. And I said, you know, that's not exactly what you'd be looking for if you're coming in from New York to Wisconsin to obviously do the show from there. I'm like, we live in New York. She lives – I don't want to get where she lives, but she has the opportunity to get New York bagels on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
And so I said, what about the cheesy bread that is near the Capitol on the farmer's market. You know what I'm saying?
They have a brand new store.
There's a new store on Regent Street.
Very close to our tailgate location now. But I hear you. I hear you, sir.
Well, so I don't know what the answer is for a breakfast scenario. Dare I say, maybe that's a good topic for the jump around slash Jim, Matt, and Molly as to what should be brought in for Smalls.
We can throw that out there. Mickey's, I don't know if they're open, but that's a good one.
Mickey's may or may not, but I think it's Stella's is the bread.
Yeah, and to give you guys a heads up, I will not eat much because I'm trying not to eat as much. So, but she will because she just ran 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
So she will be fine stuffing her face with food, Wisconsin delicacies on Friday morning.
Ooh. Maybe a Wisconsin or a Madison, Wisconsin, like charcuterie board type of thing. Maybe we could try to come up with that type of concoction.
We'll figure something out. The idea that Ben had is twofold, and I know exactly how it works. One, it used to be near our old office downtown on the square, because I know the exact place. And Mr. Jason Wilde loves that spot and usually requests it when he's coming in if we offer it. But he also requests, another one could be, there's a donut place. We don't have to give out free advertising to everyone. There's a donut place that is known well in Madison that I think was here even when Evan was here, so we could bring that one in. It's donuts. It's not unique to Wisconsin, but this donut place is elite and well-known in the Madison area.
Sour cream donut.
So there you go. All right, so Evan, this game has juice here in Wisconsin because Brett Bielema is the coach. And Pablo, share a little bit about how you accidentally maybe upset Luke Fickell with your question on Monday.
Yeah, so long story short, was cut off and wasn't even able to ask the full question. Wanted to set up because obviously the last time Wisconsin and Illinois faced off, there were some harder feelings. Luke Fickell pulling out the trick play against Brett Bielema. I thought it was fantastic pulling off the O-lineman for a touchdown, but tried to set it up saying, hey, coach, you and Brett bring same type of energy, same type of intensity to the sideline, and I wanted to ask how excited he was for the matchup. Didn't even get to ask how excited he was for the matchup, and pretty much was just told, I don't really know too much about Brett, but it was a whole thing. So I was trying to not feel too embarrassed when I asked the question, but I do feel like that, respectfully, they do bring the same type of energy.
And Evan, before you answer that, I wanted to get, so Jesse Nelson with the Barry Alvarez show asked Tarik, Derek, and Barry Alvarez a question similar to, maybe inspired by Pablo's question.
Who knows?
And Barry's reaction was amazing. And then we can talk about the Wisconsin-Illinois game.
Guys, you think that Coach Fickell can get Wisconsin to where Illinois is now with Coach Bielema and surpass it?
Absolutely where Illinois is. For sure. I mean, if he could get there, he could get to the next level too. But, you know, to get there is going to take some work, and we got to recruit the state, and we got to keep those guys in the state, as Coach said. And then we got to, pull the right pieces together.
I would hope that our expectation would be, Illinois has not done what Wisconsin's done. Like, what in the hell? Like, no.
That's almost back to where we were. Question. That's actually an embarrassing question.
I don't like it, Jesse.
Yeah, but did he say? Did he
there,
say
I
what Wisconsin?
Jesse.
Notice till I waited until he was across the country to ask him this question. Yeah.
You asked if we could get to where they are.
Can we get to where Illinois is? Because right now they are ahead of us. Do we not agree they're ahead of us right now?
Right now, yes. But they have done nothing. Nothing. But,
and plus, we could beat them. Potentially. I mean, I'm telling you, like, if we play like we did against Indiana, I think we could beat them.
I do, too.
So, it is where the state – it's a good look at where the state of the program is and where Barry and Tarik and Derek know where it should be.
Can I just say that all four parties involved in the Barry Alvarez show were right?
Yeah.
And none of them agreed with each other? Seriously.
Yeah.
So, if Pablo, if your question sparked that, then that's great. So – Jim, to answer your question, first of all, Pablo, that question seems fair.
Yeah.
Jim, your question about the four answers. Let's go through this. Is it a fair question by Jesse to ask if Wisconsin can get the first – he didn't say can Wisconsin be a national champion, can they win the Big Ten, can they go to college football playoff? The first step is getting to where a team like Illinois is right now. I deem that to be a fair question. Derek sitting there and saying, well, wait a minute, Illinois has done nothing historically – how are we going to use them as the comparison? That's fair, too, because historically, and you're talking to a Rose Bowl champion as well as an NFL player in Derek Angler and a very successful businessman and host in Madison. So Derek has every right to answer it that way. Coach Alvarez, has every right to be insulted by the idea that the man who took a walk with him in the morning and took the Arkansas job in the afternoon would be setting a standard that his program that he created does not reach. Okay, that's right too. And Tarek is right to clarify the question in saying, well, wait a minute. Right now, we need to get to Illinois before we get back to where the three of us, meaning Tarek, Derek, and Barry, got us 2 years ago. I think every part of that is actually a great illustration, guys, of where we're at right now. No, in the moment today, the current football team, 2025, Wisconsin is not as good as Illinois. The program is better than Illinois. Two different questions, two different answers on that one.
Ooh, yeah. I'm
okay,
right
so
now. Yeah, sorry.
Evan, with earlier today, we asked the question, and I know you don't follow the team. I mean, you follow the team, but to know who Carter Smith is might be a little bit beyond your
quarterback.
Yeah, he's the fourth string quarterback, but he was a 4-star guy. He appeared against the Washington, and then obviously Indiana threw for less than 100 yards. He's a developmental player.
The point that you're making is true, though, Jim. I do not know the team like the two of you, not even close.
Right, and okay. And our fans here, this is a Badger dedicated show on ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube channel. So, with that, there's been a big debate amongst fans, and this is more the era that you're from than I'm from, is Carter Smith's the guy like, oh, we develop him, we try to get him better each year, and then next year he'll be a little bit better, and then the following year he'll be a little bit better, and then he'll turn into a 4-year starter at Wisconsin, and just a classic Scott Tolzien, Brooks Bollinger type story, and he plays a lot like Brooks, I think. But the thing is, and people love him, they think he's a great leader, in today's college football, my stance is the Badgers better be, if they Luke Fickell wants to keep his job, they got to be looking for that blue chip quarterback and spend any NIL money they have on getting the premier quarterback. And you have to punt on trying to develop Carter Smith to be a starter next year because you're trying to compete to keep jobs and trying to compete for bowl games. Trusting a sophomore to do that and putting all your eggs in that basket seems super dangerous. As you watch college football, and obviously you've been here at Wisconsin, I think the smart thing to do is to go with the big-time transfer, but just in general, what are your thoughts on the philosophy of it?
So he's a freshman or a sophomore? Because I said freshman.
True freshman.
Yeah, true freshman. Okay. Yeah. No, I've said next year he'd be a sophomore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, so this is where, Jim, I tend to disagree. So here's what I'm thinking. So I was on with Wilde and Tausch and Joe Thomas today for a while, and I do want us to get into, if we could, just one thing that Joe said, which I want to bring up with you guys to get your take on. But one of my thoughts that I brought up to Joe and Tausch specifically, and Jason obviously, is maybe we're kind of doing it backwards if we're going for the quarterback. And I know that's wild because I am so quarterback-centric. Mm-hmm. Maybe all of the money should be spent on linemen to protect the quarterback. And maybe because like the transfer quarterback, I thought, and you know, Jim, I said this on your show, I thought Tyler Van Dyke was going to be a home run for them. Mm-hmm. Home run. I thought it was a no-brainer. He gets hurt in the Alabama game, which I don't know, maybe I'm just bad luck because I was at that one too. And then obviously now he's a backup at SMU, which is wild to me. But I think that what if we look at it differently? What if Carter Smith, as a true freshman, is good? And we don't look for the great quarterback. Instead, we look for great offensive linemen to make him into a very good quarterback by sophomore year. Then great-ish quarterback by junior year. And then the Tolzien Bollinger types that you mentioned, where he could make it to the pros one day, maybe not as a full-time starter. He's not going to be Russell Wilson. But you get the point. Like, I kind of look at it as maybe all of our money should go to where we know we're good at, which is the offensive line.
Yeah, I'm with that too, because you look at you spend money on a quarterback, yes, in the NFL and in the pro level too. Yes, you want to make sure that your quarterback is well paid if they're talented, but also if you look at the left tackle side, yeah, offensive line, you got to invest a lot in the offensive line too. I mean, it just goes back to spending and recruiting too, because again, and I want to get your thoughts on this too, of do you feel like with the Phil Longo transition and how it just ended up not panning out, do you think long term that they might have lost offensive line recruits? I think in general, the guys that Wisconsin typically recruited with Phil Longo and what type of offense they tried to go with, maybe they lost more, but especially with the offensive linemen, do you feel like that might have hurt them by trying to transition too fast into that system?
Yeah, definitely, because they tried to do a spread offense, right? They tried to do this high-powered, new-age college football offense where that's not Wisconsin. Like, you mentioned Bollinger, who is my favorite Badger quarterback ever while at the school. I mean, I definitely support Russell Wilson, but he's only there for a year, right? But Bollinger, if I do think back to Mike Samuel and Brooks Bollinger, who were the quarterbacks my freshman and sophomore year at Wisconsin, where they won the Rose Bowl both years, 98, 99, 99, 2000. I may get some of this wrong. I don't think so. But Chris McIntosh, Aaron Gibson as your tackles with some Tauscher guy as a backup. You had, and then you had
who?
Robach as center, Costa and Ferrario. Those are your, that's your interior offensive linemen. Those guys all played in the NFL. That's at one point or another. They all played in the NFL. And so is Brooks an awesome player? Was he an awesome player? Yes. Would he have been worse if he didn't have those guys? Absolutely. And I'll be the first one to tell you that. So I guess let's look at it this way. If I said to you we had $1 million to play with, what Jim, you're saying is let's get $1 million quarterback, and I may say let's get three really good offensive linemen.
Right. And look, the offensive line is key for this team. I mean, you listed off that one, and I'm trying to remember the – but it was Travis Frederick, Gabe Kareemi, Bill Nagy, and Pete Kahns was all – and they're all NFL guys too on the team that went to the Rose Bowl, Scott Tolzien as their quarterback, and it was James White, Monte Ball, and John Clay. Two of those backs ran for 1,000 yards. The other one came 2 yards short. So to Evan's point, that's not that – that's even closer in the timeline of having just offensive linemen upon offensive linemen who play in the NFL all being a part of a team and then being able to run the football. Riley, do we have the clip that Evan, I'm assuming, is referring to? Ready?
Yes, as long as you're okay with rephrasing your question, Evan.
So basically, when Joe Thomas was on today, I asked, like, I feel like we've all kind of wondered, is there a face of the program type general, like above general manager? Because I'm not trying to fire anybody.
Right.
And below AD. So I asked Joe Thomas with Willie and Tausch today if he's interested in taking a high-level position with the football program.
Yeah, I guess I would say no just off the top, but I would need to know what that looks like because life's pretty busy right now, and I don't want to have to say no to my children. You know, like, hey, hey, son, can't go to your basketball game ever because I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z for perpetuity. But I think your point's a good one. Like, everyone should do their part. Everyone should look and try to figure out, hey, what are the things that I can do to help promote this program? And, you know, if it ever came to it, we'd have that discussion. We could have that conversation to see what it looked like. Because I do love the state. To your point, me, Tausch, we decided to move back here or move to Madison to be close because this university is so amazing. The city is so amazing. We wanted to raise our kids here. We wanted to be close to the Badger Kingdom right there in Madison because we love it. It's who we are. It's our identity. We're Badgers. Like, when you come to school here as a freshman, as an 18-year-old boy, and you become a 22-year-old man when you leave, and you go through Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema, it gets into your blood, and it becomes a fabric of your identity that's stronger than maybe anything else. And I think that's why there's such a connection with alumni who went to school here or who played here, and there's so much passion in getting this thing right because it is so important, and it's not a thing that you just would cut and run from and be like, well, I guess I'm just not a Badger fan right now. Like, we're always going to be Badger fans. We're always going to have pride in who we are and what our university is and what our football and basketball teams are doing and hockey and all the other sports. Like, that's why we want it to be good. That's why it's so important to us. And so I think we're willing to do those things. And I think that's why it's like, hey, what can we do tangibly besides having the NCAA change the rule book and having some type of salary cap that can make a difference, that can get us back to our rightful place as one of the powerhouses in college football?
That's a great answer by Joe. It gave an answer of someone who could definitely handle that position. Also, Evan, what happened to the jersey? That if you're watching, obviously you're watching this on ESPN Madison, oh, ESPN you Milwaukee YouTube stream. Yeah, well, who was it? Like, on? Is it Jigen? Yeah, please put it back on. But
oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, who was it? You go put it back on.
So. While I'm going to get it here, can we discuss why I had to ask that question because Tausch was too afraid to?
Oh, really? That doesn't surprise me. But
anytime.
Anytime we can throw Tausch under the bus. So Joe is here. I'll say this. Joe is one of the best guys. And while and Riley, Evan will appreciate this. So a little behind the scenes. Riley Yauch, a ascending star here at ESPN Wisconsin. He's producing the show. He's really working on
I asked you to send me an invite, and I had to send him the invite for the calendar invite for this. But anyway, go
that
ahead.
That is fair. That is fair. Like that is on me. That is
like Evan, you'll understand this. Like any ascending, talented person, they're maybe not the best with details all the time. But he definitely Riley is trying hard, and Riley, Joe Thomas leaves Wilde and Tausch. He was in the Everlight Solar studio here, and in front of the whole office, please tell Evan what you did, and then we'll get into the jersey and everything.
So I walk up to Joe Thomas, and I just ask, hey, Joe, I got a question for you.
Now, did you know Joe well? Does Joe know who you are?
I mean, I met him once or twice before. Okay. He probably has no idea who I am. But
okay, so Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas. Okay, yeah.
So I go up, hey, Joe, I have a quick question for you. Can you come on the jump around next Tuesday? And he kind of stammers a little like, oh, okay, I got to check my calendar. And then Tausch starts going off about how, oh, he's going to have a luncheon going on. Oh, he's going to be busy. And, yeah, we'll see. I'll
you
get
gave him a time,
information.
Though? You're like, how about 1 o'clock? Yeah. Like, you just kept on following up.
So we'll see.
And Joe's such a nice guy. He's like, well, mate, like he almost was going to commit there, but I think he really wanted to make sure he didn't overpromise and underdeliver. But great job, Riley, on that. Evan, what's
so the? I just want to point out something. At about 5-something this morning Easter time, I happened to email Joe asking him to come in studio on Friday for our show at ESPN Madison, having no idea he was going to be on Wilde and Tausch. Then I go on Wilde and Tausch with him, and then he walks out of Wilde and Tausch. And Riley asked if he can come on a jump around.
Yeah.
He's never coming back to ESPN
Madison.
And
on the way out, to full disclosure, Jesse asked them, like, hey, Tarik and Derek wanted you to join the Barry Alvarez show.
Oh, my God. Well. This is too much. Now I feel bad. Now I don't want him on our show on Friday. I feel badly for this.
Just embarrassed at this point. That's funny. I love it.
So is that a Joe Thomas jersey you're wearing, or what's the jersey?
No, it's Lee Evans.
Lee Evans? Okay, that's a
Lee
good one.
Evans jersey.
Now, I just want to ask, I know people watching probably, Pablo, do you know Lee Evans?
I know the name. That's you can, oh you can riff off.
Riley, this is not a knock on you. I mean, Lee Evans was a really good NFL player and a great college football player for the Badgers. Riley, do you?
Yeah, I know Lee Evans. I never watched him play.
Well, yeah, you're a baby, but that's fine.
YouTube like, highlights.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Jim, when I get there on Friday, I think I'm going to make the decision now. I think I am going to take the entire ESPN Madison content team, and I'm going to do Badger trivia with them
because
this is a This is a disgrace that these young men and women don't know who some of these great Badgers are, and they work at ESPN Madison. What kind of operation is Ben Wittes and Ashton Rotten running there? I'd like to know. This is a disgraceful performance.
See, I just took it personal that I'm just old because we had Jordan Taylor on from Badger Basketball, and they're like, yeah, I don't know who he is. I'm like, I covered him. How young are you guys that you guys were like, I
want – who's in there? I want Pablo. I want Riley.
Yep.
I want Sparks, and I want Primetime in a room. I will ask them question after question about the Badgers historically.
Well, you don't think Matt Hamilton would show up?
No, I don't.
Molly Brown, she's host there. Yeah.
Molly, but Molly knows.
Yeah, Molly I know Molly knows. Well, you wanted someone to answer questions for you. Like, you can actually get some of the answers you're looking for then.
I know the answer. I would ask the question.
Well, I know that, but I mean, like, we could have a good showing if Molly's a part of it.
This is just wild because it's we had our brainstorm in the social media meeting. Evan, I was going to reach out to you. Hey, here's some ideas that we have. Now you're just pitching the ideas to me. Just like, hey, here's what we're going to do.
How do you not know Lee Evans? Go study. Go study.
I got to hit the books. I got to be ready. I got to be ready to go.
In all seriousness, do we have a chance to win this weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Tarik said it on the clip that we played, and I've been saying it since the Washington game. If they play how they played against Washington or even how they played against Indiana, Indiana's just more talented. The thing that Luke Fickell has going for him is that these guys believe, and Evan, I know you're a big Brooks Bollinger guy, and it has a lot to do with who he was off the field. Early returns on Carter Smith is he's a guy that this team rallies behind. That they love the way he plays. He's calm. He's collected. He's an instant leader. He's a guy that this team can rally behind. So if they play the old school, which they did against Washington and they tried to do against Indiana, bleed it out, ground and pound football, using Carter as a rusher, their defense, the Badgers' defense, is really good. And I've said this before, Brett Bielema is always ripe to be upset because I don't think he's a great X's and O's coach. I think he's a great recruiter who hires smart coaches, but he's definitely a coach that can be got, especially I think he gets extra emotional when he has a chance to beat the Badgers.
Evan, there are three reasons why I feel like that Wisconsin has more than just a puncher's chance in this one. Again, momentum is very much on their side in terms of how they're playing. Again, it's basically jumping off of hope with Carter Smith and how the young guys are balling out a lot more. Secondly, one more senior night. It's going to be the last game for a lot of these guys at Camp Randall. You are going in. It's a primetime game. It's extra juice. And the last thing that I think about, the last time Brett Bielema was in this building at Camp Randall was the Paul Christ firing. I was at that game as a fan. That brought that sucked the life out of that stadium. And I think I know that this is a new roster.
No. Yeah. I want to get to. I love what you're saying but Evan's got to get going. Did you just try to give Evan flowers in your big speech right there, where you're like, and you know, Evan Cohen will be there, so the team will be hyped up.
There are four reasons why Wisconsin will win.
Just keep motivating. Put that in there, like, oh, and Evan Cohen's there.
Yeah, I should have. I should have worked on that one.
Yeah,
last thing is again, Brett Bielema. Last time he was at Wisconsin. That he just went in and just ran all over Wisconsin and essentially led to the Paul Christ firing that next day, which was a very weird day. It was a very weird game. So I feel like that there's some juice in there. Again, even though that most of this team wasn't a part of that specific game, there's still some bad blood maybe from how that last game went when Illinois was here.
Well, let's hope this weekend is what you said, Pablo, and that they win this weekend. And all of a sudden, Carter Smith can be the guy. And we feel like we have something building here, and that the Badger program is rewarded for going against the grain, which is not pulling the trigger early on some of these moves with Coach Fickell. Because everybody's saying, oh, no, 2-3 years, done, whatever. No, maybe sustainability and commitment to the long term, we're the school that it pays off for.
We'll
see you guys on Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, thank you for your time. We'll see you later this week. That was Evan Cohen. For Pablo Iglesias, I'm Jim Rutledge and Riley Yauch. This has been The Jump Around.